Every single DNC chair candidate says Kamala lost due to racism and misogyny. By Olivia Rondo on January 31, 2025. Every single candidate running to chair the Democratic National Committee, DNC, blamed former Vice President Kamala Harris's loss to President Donald Trump on racism and misogyny. The committee's final chair candidate forum, hosted by MSNBC at Washington, D.C.'s Georgetown University on Thursday, featured former presidential candidate Marianne Williamson, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, DNC Vice Chair Ken Martin, Wisconsin Democrat Party Chair Ben Wickler, former Bernie Sanders campaign manager Faiz Shakir, former Department of Homeland Security, DHS, official Nate Snyder, and Newton, Massachusetts Democratic City Committee executive member Jason Paul. When MSNBC host Jonathan Capehart asked who believes that racism and misogyny played a role in Vice President Harris's defeat, every candidate quickly raised their hand. "That's good, you all passed," Capehart said with a chuckle. Social media users pointed out that the consensus meant that Democrats didn't learn anything from their November 2024 loss. Senator Tommy Tuberville said he is already looking forward to expanding our majority in 2026. CNN pundit Scott Jennings sarcastically added that he endorses the post-mortem analysis of the election and encourages Democrats to double or even triple down. While DNC leaders continue to push the narrative that American voters chose Trump over Harris due to sexism and racism, 40% of women under 30 years old went for the Republican candidate, and ethnic minority groups made record shifts to the right. The DNC chair election will be held at the party's winter meeting in National Harbor, Maryland, on Saturday, ABC News reported.